one of the holy and honored angels who is with me and was the leader. And he said unto me, Enoch, why dost thou ask me regarding the fragrance of the tree? And why dost thou wish to learn the truth? Then I answered him, saying, I wish to know about everything, but especially about this tree. And he answered, saying, this high mountain which thou seest, whose summit is like the throne of God, is his throne, where the Holy Great One, the Lord of glory, the Eternal King, will sit. When he shall come down to this earth with goodness, and ask for this fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch until the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring everything to its consummation for heaven, and it shall then be given to the righteous and holy. And shall be heard to the elect, the son is transplanted into the holy place, to the temple of the Lord, the Eternal King. Pretending day by day, and in your holy place shall be heard, and his praise shall be their voice, and they shall live a long life on earth, such as their fathers did. But in their day, and 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 I went from then to the Lord of the and I put on the clothes of the Lord 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 and the Lord of 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 before the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wickedness, and they shall all live as ever again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride.
Sunday morning, a blessing to you this morning, and in Psalms 27, the light of my salvation, I'm praying for you and you, every love, every telephone call, every expression of love. I come to lift you up to another level this morning. I come to tell you all is well, tell you that God got you in his real mirror. God is looking at you behind you, looking in front of you. And this morning, Sunday morning with the bishop, I want to say some things that will bring you to the next level where you won't hate. You won't feel jealous. You won't feel your low self-esteem. I want to say all is well. And God is bringing things to you. And God is bringing doors that have been closed open. I prophesied a month ago that there will be floods back to back. I prophesied a month ago there will be floods back to back, earthquakes back to back, tsunamis back to back, earthquakes back to back. We just had one hurricane in Florida and another here. Tornado. God is trying to clean up all the junk. All the evil, all the lies, all the murder been going on over the years, and we've been covering it up. You can't cover up race. You can't cover up racism, righteousness. You can't cover up that because God's going to bring it out. Now, as we come this morning for you, you, and even you, if you got a need, trying to see then I have a minister for a breakthrough, and I believe And everybody I talk to, and I've answered these diseases. If you got to meet your plant seed, if you got an ear of corn, you take and throw it out in the yard, you're going to grow because you put it out there. But if you keep it in the house, it ain't going to do nothing. So if you got to leave this morning, if you got to leave, you need a breakthrough this morning. Say, I got to leave, and I need a breakthrough in my life. I need a breakthrough in what I'm trying to do in my business. God come to motivate you and stimulate you.
Mm-hmm.
I come to lift you up to tell you all is well. I come to tell you this morning, God got your back. And it might seem like the devil is busy, but God is no busy. I'm praying for those loved ones that call me about death in their family and constantly shooting at each other, the evil that's going on. And I want to say this morning, as Mary read Psalm 27, God is our light and our salvation. And we have to honor God and what God's saying to us every day and what God's trying to do with us, and we should obey God. And when you read this psalm this morning, I want to let you know the campaign is over. Whatever they're going to do, they can do it. The campaign is over. I mean, the campaign over with now. Vote for Henry, vote for Joe, vote for Mary, vote for everybody. Now it's time for you to step up and say, God, what you want me to do and how I stand with doors open up. Every church, every letter, every telephone call is an expression of love, an understanding of together. So when God finds you a job, you got to do that job. God gives you revelation knowledge. You got to share that knowledge with somebody else. When you share that knowledge with somebody else, somebody's going to be blessed. Somebody's going to get healed. And the door is closed. It's going to be opened up. Quit fast. And in the hurry, you can't rush God. Some of you try to rush it, but you can't rush God. So God's going to move in his own time. His own way. So God is in control. God's going to bless them that want to be blessed. So there's a blessing coming. God's going to bless you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Yes, Pauline, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. And all the people here from Detroit, they come to Detroit and pray for her.
God.
And ask for Bishop, what's really going on? What's happening? I can tell you what happened when you received it. I can tell you what God got to you when you receive the blessing that God is going to give you. When you open up your heart, take the hard, stony heart out, and put the heart in.
Come out to kid you, J.R.
What God got you. The power.
Come out to kitchen.
You set the power of the Lord. Right now, I got
J.R.
made a pocket all the way from Detroit and all the people here with the sandwich from Detroit.
You got some of the baby down on the floor.
I'm here in Chicago today.
Oh, I tell you, Dad, he'll get you. He'll make you pick him up when he come back.
That's
okay. That's it.
Mary,
that's it.
Mary, you there?
Yes.
God bless you this morning. How you doing on this Sunday morning?
I'm good.
It's a little cold here. Is it cold there?
Yes.
A little snow was down in Champaign, a little snow up in Minnesota. Chief Izzy called me, it was snow in South Dakota. And he was saying a little snow and blizzard there. Well, we're going to have you this morning to read the Psalm 27. So people listening tonight, today, get your pencil and put down Psalm 27 and read it the day when you get time. And my prophecy is, God is peace, and God is love, and God is the light for my salvation. Tell you, light your way to healing, light your way to success, light your way to joy. Don't let nobody take you down. Don't let nobody give you a bad word. I want to say to you, I'm healed, I'm delivered, and I want you to say it. I'm healed, I'm delivered, and God got my back. Wherever you might be, I'm praying. Dr. Christian called me, I'm praying for her. And Mother Jamaica, I'm praying for her. And I want to tell you, Brother Joe, I hadn't talked to you, called me. I'm praying for you. Sister Lisa, give me a call. Thank you, kind spirit. I want you to know that God is able to take you to the next level. As Sister Mary Hawkins read the 27th number, you can read now, Mary.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired the Lord, that I will seek after the I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thy slightest seeking my face, my heart say unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witness are risen up against me, as such as greed our cruelty. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
In the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, O Lord, amen.
Wait on the Lord, and he will renew your strength. And I want to tell you this morning, if you just wait on God, a breakthrough is a moment away, an hour away. If you just can hold on, joy come in the morning. And I want to say it's joy time. It's a time for deliverance. It's time for you to change your lifestyle. It's time for you to repent, not to me, to God. And say, God, I won't go into 2023 a new woman, a new man. I want to go be uplifted to the next way. So I'm praying for you. And thank you for that reading. And that reading, will you read the last three verses of that scripture, please, for me?
The last three?
Yeah, last three verses.
Okay. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead
me
in a plain path.
It said, teach me thy way, O God. Now what he's saying, I don't know the way. God got to teach you how to be peaceful. God has to teach you how to be healed. God has to teach you this morning how to be delivered from sin. I'm delivered from sickness. I rebuke cancer, high blood, low blood, all that shit. You ask God to rebuke you. This is the 27th. Read.
Lead me in a plain path because of my enemies.
Lead me in the path of righteousness. You ought to say, much right man need a much right woman. A much right woman need a much right man. And out of that will come a much right family. Somebody ought to pray with me this morning. And I want to tell you, when God leads you out of it, you don't go back in it. You don't go back in your bummer. Once you get out of it, stay out of it and try to lift somebody up to lead me in the right path. Now, what I'm saying to you, there's a lot of paths you can go, and it's going to deliver you to death and could lead you to conspiracy. But if you go in the right path of God, I don't care what the people say, it's what God have told you to do, woman. What God told you to do, man, what God got for you. And I just believe that God got compassion for each and every one of you. If you got a need this morning, plant that seed quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because your harvest is on its way. Let me say it again. Your harvest is on its way. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. And gave my always was said, God got what you need. Brother John, you said it here. In all that way, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Let me turn it around. If you lead in the way of righteousness, righteousness is going to come. Your ancestors, God's going to send your angel. He's going to send the guardian angel. He's going to send Michael, Raphael, Bobby. He's going to send those angels that be around you. And you say, well, I don't know. I can't see them. Sometimes they're invisible, and sometimes they're real. But God will send the angel to guide you. God will send peace in your life where there's joy and confusion. God is what the devil is trying to destroy you. You know, Grandma used to say, if you dig one ditch, you better dig two, because the other one, you're going to fall in, okay? So I want to tell you, they can dig ditches for you, but once you holler prayer and you holler God, and the ancestors are going to come and say, yeah, what you want, what you need, and they're going to give you what you need. Read on. I think it's another verse. Read that.
Okay. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me and such as breed out cruelty. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall bring thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Amen.
Wait on the Lord. The Lord is going to deliver you. But what are you saying? When people rise up and lie on you. Now, I want to take this, and I'm going to go. Kyrie Irving is a basketball player. And they come after him like he was a hater. They didn't come after Al Capone. They didn't come after all the evil that was done up in Washington. But they come up with one black man when he said, I know who I am. I know that who I am. I know that who I am. Kicked him off the basketball field. They didn't want him no more issue. Because when the devil come after, he come to destroy. Because he don't want you to give information to other people. I'm going to play a copy of what Kyrie Irving said. And I so support him. I support that movie. I want you to get that movie. I want every black that listens to me, go get that movie and listen to it. And you'll see where a master lies been told to me, you, and our ancestors. Once you see that movie, it's going to blow your mind to know that they didn't want you to know who you were, where you come from, and tell you. It's so, I look at it, it blow my mind. And I'm not finished because I want everybody, poor and rich, to see that. Now, them that got money and rich, they're going to see a fiction movie, going down to see this picture that comes to come on, a wonder, whatever, African picture. That's a fiction. But what Kyrie even said is real. It's happening to us today. It's happening to us right now. So I tell you, get the movie. Before you let people condemn you, if the man got the TV, he got the radio, he got all the newspapers, so you ain't going to never get the truth. But this one film that Kyrie Irving And I support Kyrie Irving, and I support the film, because it's telling the truth. You know, it's a move don't want you to know the truth. Didn't nobody fight the skinheads. Nobody fought the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan killed and hung black folks in Mississippi and Arkansas and killed many black, our ancestors. They killed them. Never been brought up. Enmity, America ever. And my others been killed. Dr. King was killed. Malcolm X was killed. They lied because they had the newspaper. They had television to tell you one thing and something else happened. So this movie that Kyrie Irving was talking about, see how God used a basketball player and everybody talking about it? How come they talking about, you know, this is what I found out. Why they fighting this movie so? Look at it and watch it. You'll see why they fighting. They don't want you to know, black woman, who you is. Black man, they don't want you to know who you is. Once you see that movie, your whole life gonna change. Because the melon in you gonna wake up something in you. Say, oh, this is what happened. It's gonna wake up what's been happening to you. Get the movie. Don't listen to a Kyrie Irving. He a bad man. He semi-mad. How can you tell me that if I'm black, how can you say I'm talking about me and I'm black? See, this whole semi-matic thing is a thing to keep you out of knowledge. And the preachers ain't peeping yet, but it lets you know that the devil come to kill and destroy. And that's what happened with that. And once you understand that, you know what's really going on. Get ready for a blessing.
Yeah. agenda, as a matter of fact, to get started on. At the same time, America was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that there was a willingness to give the white peasants from Europe an economic base. And yet it refused to give its black peasants from Africa, who came here involuntarily in chains and had worked free for 244 years, any kind of economic base. And so emancipation for the Negro was
things happened to the Negro. Somebody tell you you're free, but you ain't got no coffee.
It was freedom to hunger. It was freedom to the winds and rains of heaven. It was freedom without food to eat or land to cultivate, and therefore it was freedom and famine at the same time. But America freed the slaves in 1863 through the Emancipation Proclamation of Abraham Lincoln, but gave the slaves no land or nothing in reality, and as a matter of fact, to get started on. At the same time, America was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that there was a willingness to give the white peasants from Europe an economic base. And yet it refused to give its black peasants from Africa, who came here involuntarily in chains and had worked free for 244 years, any kind of economic base. And so emancipation for the Negro was really freedom to hunger. It was freedom to the winds and rains of heaven. It was freedom without food to eat or land to cultivate, and therefore it was freedom and famine at the same time. But America freed the slaves in 1863 through the Emancipation Proclamation of Abraham Lincoln, but gave the slaves no land or nothing in reality, and as a matter of fact, to get started on. At the same time, America was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that there was a willingness to give the white peasants from Europe an economic base. And yet it refused to give its black peasants from Africa, who came here involuntarily in chains and had worked free for 244 years, any kind of economic base. And so emancipation for the Negro was really freedom to hunger. It was freedom to the winds and rains of heaven. It was freedom without food to eat or land to cultivate, and therefore it was freedom and famine at the same time. But America freed the slaves in 1863 through the Emancipation Proclamation of Abraham Lincoln, but gave the slaves no land.
Ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and pitied every wrong. Hasten to I'll hasten to his throne.
I'm going to go take
So many lost their lives in Vietnam and Korea. Lost families, lost and come on. And after they come on, something happened. So what happened with things like that, we want to pray for the families, their sons, their dads didn't come home. We want to uplift the soldiers that really know that because we have a better America because somebody paid their life in the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, those that fought for truth and justice in America. And we cannot have the evil that's going on now that will happen, that try to take over the White House. You can't take over when black folks and white folks and brown folks pay life, Army, Navy, Marines. The best of America stood up, and we still looking for the best of America. And when you understand the best of America stood up, that's a good thing that it stood up for you. And it stood up and things open up. God is still the God. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this morning, God is your God. You have not because you ask not. Ask God for what you want. Ask God for your need. Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, bless somebody that's sick. Somebody crossed up with drugs and alcohol. I rebuke that spirit. But on this Sunday morning, touch that man, that woman. Father God, give him a pass. He lost his son for evil. Lost his daddy, the brother, the sister, the aunt. We ask for the healing spirit of God to come in. Those that lost faith, God is. Those that don't know where to go, know where to stay, no money, no heat, out in the cold. I want to say to you this morning, God is the bright morning star, the lily of the valley. God will give you sing.
Doing and read it. That's your breakthrough.
that's your blessing. And you just read it. Somebody said, Bishop, I need victory in my life.
Me now. bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You know, it gets dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, huh, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all want to hear me? When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine. Let the light. This is what I was raised on. From the light. Watch this there, come on. Shine. Oh, me. Y'all have me one more time.
Thank you.
God to bless you in a special way. This is for all the veterans, those that fought in Vietnam and Korea, and those that are watching over this country right now. This is for them. And them that's standing, it could be your loved one, that's standing right now watching America, all this going on. And I want to share this with you and your family. Lost all veterans, those who lost in Vietnam and Korea, your husband, your wife, your uncle, your sister, your brother, your family member, we're praying that they protect this country.
He knows
Yeah.
Will you use your phone? God bless you.
This is Sharon from Louisiana, just called me, Hattie down in Mississippi, and I want to let you know I'm praying for you, and the Lord, Emma, I'm praying for you too. Peace.